It's like, okay, I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. We're all created equal with certain inalienable rights, and no one is above another person, and it's all for the common good, and we're all in this together, and I get it. I get it. I get it. It's no man is higher than another man. The we're all created equal part. I mean, are we? Are we created equal? I'm having trouble with that. In certain senses, yeah. Number one, I don't believe equal exists. There's nothing equal. Equal would have to be the same, and two objects that are the same object. For something to be equal, they have to be identical. So we'll have to actually break down what we mean by equal. I mean, equal? You mean to tell me that them and me are equal? Okay, this is a concept that I need to explore more, obviously. I mean, I've thought a lot of physical. You know me. I am constantly having philosophical debates in my head and discussions in my head. So I'm sure I've come up with this before. But today, for some strange reason, the idea that I'm joking, people. We're all keep equal, kumbaya, bunnies, rainbows, one big happy family, we're all together. I am our brother's keeper. Save the whales and the puppies. Pro-choice. Whoops, I said that wrong. Pro-life. I was on a roll. You know what's funny? I was just thinking and making that mistake. Even I am not equal to me at certain times. I'm just saying. Even I am not equal to me. I could be at 5 o'clock, I could be one thing. 6 o'clock, I'm just on equal level. You can't, how can you call myself equal to me at 5 o'clock me and 6 o'clock me? Is 5 o'clock me equal to 6 o'clock me? Is 5 o'clock me identical to 6 o'clock me? And I'm joking somewhat. But let's expand that. Is 1980 me equal to 2023 me? I don't think so. I'm liking 2023 me, 2023 me. I don't know about you, but I love me some 2023 me. Me in 1980 coming out of high school. Yeah, I had something. I've always had something. There was a few years though there were things that kind of, yeah. And I knew I had to put in some work. But for the most part, I live a life that I can be proud of, and not just a good life. So it's one thing to say you live a good life, and it's another thing to say you're living a life that you can be proud of. And I am proud of the life I've lived. Now, we're going to go back to this we are all equal thing. I'm joking. Because it just breaks down to, well, I'm not joking, but there's always truth in everything I say. It breaks down to what we mean by equal. We're all created equal. That in a sense, the equal that I like to use is that everybody, things in a tangible physical sense, no, we're not equal. Some people are way more capable than the others. Some people have way more, and I can say have. You can put anything you want to be have. You can have more this, more that, more money, more whatever, whatever I have. They can have more grapes, and they can be a winemaker. If one winemaker got more grapes than the other winemaker, they're not equal. But so you can break it down. But my thing is, everybody has a thing. Everybody has a thing. So maybe your thing may be looked at as something that's not so popular or mainstream or accepted by society. But that's your thing. And the way I look at it, everybody has their thing, and everybody is not supposed to be Beyonce. Everybody is not supposed to be Barack Obama. Everybody is not supposed to be, you know, Tom Brady or that. Everybody has their niche. And some of the niches, and I'm going to use this physical representation just to get my point across. Some of the niches are down here, and some of the niches are up here. But in my sense of how we all create equal, we need them all. The diversity of life is what makes life successful. I believe the diversity of life is what's going to make life successful, or make life not successful, to help life continue. We need diversity. We need all kinds. We need up, down, left, right, bad, good, sideways, crooked. We need it all. We need it all. Straight, sideways, whatever. We need it all. We need it all. So in that sense, in the sense of the universe, the grand scheme of it all, you step back far enough and away from it, and you can see it all, the totality of it all, what it all really means. In that sense, we're equal. But as long as we're on this planet and we're breathing the same air, and I can look across from you and you can look across at me, are we equal? You mean like equal? I think y'all get my